Welcome to a 5-minute focus on engagement. This is our second series of podcasts with a focus on engagement in the era of COVID-19. This series explores our industry in a new environment. We break down challenges and opportunities to help keep your community content, engaged, and your project on track. My name is Rebecca Spencer, Principal Consultant of Bexcom, and I'm here with Amanda Muir, also who works for Bexcom. And we are discussing today, is there an upside of engaging remotely? We've all been thrust into this environment when we're not able to talk face-to-face with our communities, we're not able to door knock, and we're relying on other methods. So I want to think about this in a positive light, and is there an upside to engaging remotely? Amanda, what do you think about this?
Oh, look, I think absolutely, you know, definitely. And I think, you know, with the digital tools that we have available to us, I mean, not that a global pandemic is a good thing, but, I mean, we're fortunate as community engagement practitioners in a way that we do have these tools at our disposal now, because it would have probably been a very, very different story, you know, 10 years ago, because, you know, we've got these fantastic technologies. We've got, visual communications to actually, you know, showcase a project has never, ever been, you know, we've never been in a better place. We're doing some fantastic things with, you know, virtual and augmented reality. We can actually now really take the community through this sort of visual story of project development. And, you know, we're actually able to highlight and showcase some really, you know, very interesting aspects of a project's build, particularly, you know, thinking about the tunnel projects that are happening in Sydney at the moment. We can really take people on that journey and sort of show them what's happening, you know, 50 metres underground, which really, you know, up until now, people have never ever, you know, never been exposed to before. And, I think in terms of, you know, it tells a very compelling narrative to the community about, you know, I guess it helps explain the impacts and, you know, why we're doing what we're doing. So I think, you know, I think that's a tremendously exciting opportunity for us. And, I think we've all been on these big projects and, you know, we're also very well aware that, you know, I mean, these projects take quite a toll, particularly, you know, when you're actually out in engagement sort of cycles of the project. I mean, there's a sort of significant, you know, human element to working on these projects. And I know, Beck, that, you know, burnout is something you're particularly interested in. But
very passionate about.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. And, I mean, you'd know yourself that you finish the end of a six-week engagement. I mean, you're absolutely exhausted. So, you know, the fact that we now still can actually, you know, use these different channels to tell the same story, I think is not only invaluable for the community, but actually also quite invaluable for your project teams.
Yeah, and I think it offers a greater level of understanding for the community with these visual aspects, visual communications. It's exciting stuff that I think we're only really scratching the surface of. And I think that people are more likely to get involved, through some of these technologies. And also, I think it'll broaden the demographic of people that are interested in providing feedback on some of these projects as well. You know, we all go to community information sessions and they are held at a specific time of the afternoon and night. And you're only going to get the similar sort of people to turn up to those, people that have time, that the English is generally their first language. And so I think by adapting to some of these new methods of communication, that it will open up a broader base of people who can be involved in these projects, which I think is really exciting. You know, it can have the flexibility to involve people that are younger, that might be more astute with the technology, young families that, you know, are putting kids to bed at the time that you're usually having an information session. Now they can sit down possibly on the couch at the end of the day and be involved in these projects, or do it while they're on the bus on the way to work. So I think that's quite a good opportunity, and that we're going to see positive repercussions from that engagement.
Yeah, and look, I'd like to just pick up on something you've said there in terms of, you know, reaching these different demographics. And I mean, that's something I'm actually really, you know, passionate about, because yes, you know, we provide translated documents, but, you know, that's assuming that there is a degree of literacy in the community, where in, you know, some places potentially that there may not be. But, you know, with these digital tools now, I mean, you can have instant translations of things that actually speak. So something, you know, somebody can be actually listening to a document being read to them in a different language. And I think, you know, I think, you know, it's an area in, you know, engagement where, you know, potentially we haven't done as, you know, maybe we haven't done as well as we could reaching some of these communities. So I think, you know, the potential to actually really, you know, broaden our reach and provide, you know, good, transparent and factual information in, you know, multiple languages is, you know, really exciting, particularly looking at the sort of the areas where, you know, we're building a lot of infrastructure at present. I mean, I'd imagine the current project I'm working on, I'd say probably 50 to 60% of the community probably don't speak English at home. And I mean, that is a significant demographic, you know, that you have to ensure that you've reached.
It's definitely an opportunity that we should all be looking towards here. So, all right, well, that's our 5 minutes up for today, and I hope that you've enjoyed this episode of A 5 Minute Focus on Engagement. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to reach out to us through our website, bexcom.com.au. Also, if you're feeling generous, leave us a quick review and rating and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. This podcast is by Ben from beachshackpodcasts.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time.